Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today we'll be talking about Anchorage Opera's upcoming production of Gilbert and Sullivan's opera, The Mikado, opening Friday, the April the 15th, and going through that weekend. And we have three of the performers from that show. They're not only from Anchorage Opera, they're from all over the country. We're going to find out where they're from. We have, first of all, Sharon Apostolou. Is that correct, Sharon?
Yes, well done.
And Sharon, we'll talk about your background a bit. You're playing the part of Yum Yum in the opera. We also have her husband. His name is Ryan McPherson. He's playing Nanki Poo.
That's right.
And we'll talk about your background a bit more. Yep. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And we also have Jane Shulis.
Is that correct?
Shulis. I knew I was going to mess up these names.
That's
who's
fine.
Playing Katashaw.
Yes.
And in the Mikado, and
yes.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So before we get into some of your backgrounds and who you're playing and that kind of a thing, for the people who may not be familiar with this opera, the Mikado, it's a very famous name, but often people know operas by their names, but don't really know the storyline. Who wants to give us a shot at telling it sort of the background of what happens in this opera?
They're pointing at Ryan. They're all pointing to me. So I'll start, I suppose.
We'll help you along the way.
Okay, thank you. It starts out to the fact that at one point I was
and
taken.
Let me just, I want to ask about the storyline because Gilbert and Sullivan is about the music, but it's also about the characters. And
oh
about
yeah.
When I think of Gilbert and Sullivan, I always think about the characters and you know all that that goes on between them more than just the music. So that's why
right.
I want to talk about what's going on.
Well,
here.
I play Nanki Poo, and he is the son of the Mikado, so he's the ruler of the area in Japan, this fictional area in Japan, and. An elderly lady of the court named Katashaw, played by Jane here to my left, mistook my customary affability as expressions of affection and claimed me in marriage under my father's law. So basically, she's an older lady that has claimed this young man. And so because his father decided that under the law, he now had to marry him within the week or die on the scaffold, he ran away. He joined the band, basically ran away with the circus.
Yeah.
And then during that time, he met Yum Yum, who is played by
Sharon. Is playing.
And they met. They fell in love at once, but she was betrothed to her guardian, Coco, who was a cheap tailor in town. And so I basically was like, well, I guess I can't do anything about that. So I.
Coco is also, he's been raised to the rank of Lord High Executioner, and there hasn't been enough executions to please the Mikado, so the Mikado has decreed that unless he kills somebody soon, he's going to get killed.
Which kind of sets up the fact that this is not a very serious
not at all.
It almost sounds like Monty Python. You have to kill someone before you can go on with your life.
Well, there's an entire scene about me coming back to life so that I might not be put to death.
Right.
So Nanki Poo decides he can't have Yum Yum because she's already engaged, and so he's going to kill himself. Runs into Coco, and Coco says, no, don't kill yourself. Let me kill you. So then Coco gets to live.
Yeah. Right.
And then hilarity ensues for the next 2 hours.
And then Katashaw shows up with my father saying,
I'm trying to claim him because he has, you know, the sweet young thing. And,
obviously, the tenor is the catch.
But, yes.
Obviously.
Yes. Obviously.
That's an opera joke, folks.
And the mezzo is the old lady villain. So I try to claim him, and Yum Yum gets the whole chorus in cahoots, and they basically run me out of town. So I run back to the Mikado and come back to the town with the Mikado.
Oh.
And
by that time, I have been married to Yum Yum. And so now what's basically would happen is that she's going to insist on my execution, which we find out if I'm executed, my wife, Yum Yum, must be buried alive.
That's bad news.
But she's not into it at all.
This is getting wilder and wilder.
It's really complicated.
Yeah. But as you can see, it's just fun.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
And it takes place in kind of a fictional Japan.
Yes.
It's the Japan.
The town of Titipu.
Which is not in Japan, of course.
That's the alternate name for the piece. It's the Mikado or the town of Titipu.
And so Gilbert and Sullivan, tell me when this was written, when they composed
1885.
This. So this was a time back when, oh gosh, Europe had a fascination with Japanese culture and everything. Yes. And this was kind of a sort of a satire on that fascination the Europeans had.
I would
say
it's more of a satire on the fact that Gilbert and Sullivan were able to satirize the British politics at the time, and because it was much easier to make fun of politics if you're talking about Japan, just the same way Mozart did with other cultures and stuff like that, that these guys were able to do that and say, look at all these problems in, you know, air quotes, Japan,
right?
That all of the corruption in politics, you know, and the way money influences behavior. It has about
as much to do with Japan as like Animal Farm has to do with the farming industry.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, and one thing we haven't mentioned is there is a character named Pooh Bah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he is the Lord High of everything. Yeah. He holds
the Grand Pooh Bah.
He holds numerous offices.
Chancellor.
When they say, well, this has to be approved by the groom of the second floor, well, that's my office also.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does show the political corruption.
So the opera exists on its own merit as being a fun opera. Mm-hmm. Do the political overtones come across today? Still?
Yeah, well, I mean, they change a lot of the words now and then, and it's very accepted to do so, mm-hmm. To include current issues and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
There evidently was a performance that was done outside in a festival outside of Washington, D.C., during a time period when our United States president was about ready to be relieved of his office. And there were a couple lines in it that the audience just broke into laughter and applause. They had to stop the performance because it was so relevant to the situation of the day.
Interesting.
Yeah, be prepared for it. We have a couple of wordsmiths on this show who have absolutely rewritten some of these lines for just to tickle your funny bone and to really kind of rib the political landscape.
Which actually also was done with permission from the composers. So they wanted it to be topical. And it was like, well, there are two different songs in the show that it is permissible to change the words and the dialogue.
And so you have?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not in any of ours, actually.
No. Okay. So, no, but...
Interesting. Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking about the Mikado Anchorage Opera's production opening next weekend, April the 15th. My guests are Sharon Apostolou, Ryan McPherson, and Jane... I'm going to get it wrong. Shawless?
Absolutely correct.
who are playing three of the parts in this opera. And we're talking about how much fun this thing should be. And I want to ask you guys, because you all have you're all from, not from Alaska, you're from other parts of the country, and you have your resumes go way back to how many performances you've done, different kinds of operas. How does it feel to come from something that may be more serious to this? How do you switch back and forth?
Well, I mean, I'll easily say for Sharon and I, it's our first Mikado. Jane has done this quite a few times before, and actually, an interesting fact is that she was actually in a movie that featured this opera.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Which movie was that?
Foul Play.
Oh,
with
really?
Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase. And it's the story is an assassination plot for the Pope, and he goes to a performance of the Mikado. So I was singing at New York City Opera at that point, and they asked us to film the section from the Mikado. So I got to play the role that I'm playing now, Katashaw, in
the
film.
Exciting.
So it was a lot of fun.
It's a different experience for all of us because Sharon and I are discovering this for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to some of the other Gilbert and Sullivan pieces. We've also done Mabel and...
Frederick and Pirates of Penzance.
But right. It's a different show completely. But it, you know, every time you approach a new role, like we did a Carmen earlier this year together, and I played José and she played Micaela, completely different, dramatically and vocally than this sort of piece, which has more patter, more it's in English. It's completely a different way of approaching it, and we just approach it vocally differently, and just from a humor point of view, we it's a lot of fun. It's a breath of fresh air to be able to do something like this. Mm-hmm. We have a good time with it.
And all of us in the cast get along really well. Oh. We're having a really good time. So it's sort of, I feel like every day in rehearsal, the antics kind of get upped. So by the time we open, it's going to be a Rick-rolling good time for everybody involved.
And we also have a wonderful conductor and director. Yes. And so the atmosphere in the room is very relaxed.
Yes.
And that once you have a wonderful working atmosphere, you can get a lot of work done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And comedy... You can't play it for the comedy. You have to play it seriously, and then it's funny. So, but it is a lot of fun.
Do you ever find yourselves just cracking up?
Oh, yes.
Just the other day, we lost about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, just because people were laughing so hard that we had to just wait until we got the giggles over with, and then we had to keep. Then we were able to keep going
at someone's entrance.
It wasn't just an entrance.
He had said like two words of dialogue, but his entrance was so committed and just amazing that the whole rehearsal room just stopped.
Maybe if you could laugh in the patter of Gilbert and Sullivan, you could make it believable, perhaps.
It was just, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a very fun show. The Mikado, Gilbert and Sullivan, being presented by Anchorage Opera, opening Friday, April the 15th, and playing just that one weekend through Sunday the 17th,
yes.
Right? At the Discovery Theater in the PAC downtown. So it sounds like a great show. I want to take a time to thank my guests, Sharon Apostolou.
There you
sorry,
go. Yeah. Perfect.
Ryan McPherson. Yeah. And Jane Shawless.
Thank you.
Who are all playing pretty fun parts in this show.
It's going to be great. Please come see it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being on Stage Talk and Break a Leg, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about these events or about other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org and click on Stage Talk, where you'll find links to all the performing arts groups in the area. UAA Department of Theater and Dance is presenting Stalking the Boogeyman, adapted by Marcus Potter and David Holthouse, based on the story by David Holthouse, on the main stage of the Fine Arts Building on the campus of UAA. The show runs through April the 24th, with curtain times on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit uaa.alaska.edu/theaterand-dance. Valley Performing Arts is presenting the heartwarming play On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson, running through April the 17th, with curtain times at 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit valleyperformingarts.org. Well, Anchorage Dinner Theater is back with Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp performing in the Anchorage Lofts Hotel. They run Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. through April the 17th. For more information, please visit centertix.net. And remember, folks, this is dinner theater, so plan to show up a little early to be served before the show starts. And finally, Anchorage Opera is presenting Gilbert and Sullivan's opera, The Mikado, opening on Friday, April the 15th at 8 p.m. and running Saturday, April the 16th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, April the 17th at 4 p.m. For more information, please visit anchorageopera.org. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.